In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
Want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving and they make our life more lively, colorful and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Reminiscent of the romanticism of ancient times, the bamboo groves of Yangming Mountain in Formosa brings us back to memories of days past, where spiritual beings practiced in peaceful seclusion in dense forests, away from the hustle and bustle of the city. During the summer season of 1992, after a busy world lecture tour schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai returned to the simple life for a tranquil retreat surrounded in a lush green haven. Accompanied by the musical cicadas and the melodic notes of birds, this romantic atmosphere offered a perfect setting for reflective meditation on our original nature. When in touch with the heavenly realms, creativity and inspiration flow forth. Supreme Master Ching Hai's gentle soul expressed the beauty of the celestial spheres through her fan paintings and decorative gourds. She enjoyed relaxing and playing Chinese chess with a small number of disciples. During these leisurely moments between our master and disciples, initiates were most fortunate to be imparted with profound teachings as well as stories of moral values. Although this was intended as a period of rest for her, Supreme Master Ching Hai nevertheless continued with the worldly responsibilities of overlooking reports from centers and answering correspondence from sincere truth seekers. Inspired by the natural beauty of her environment, Supreme Master Ching Hai painted two lovely paintings entitled The Night View of Yangming Mountain and The Flowers in the Heart Will Not Wither. Indeed, Supreme Master Ching Hai's artistic heart expressed itself through everything she does, as seen in her delicate cooking style and decorative touches. She designed and built an elegant hexagonal fireplace that was functional as well as space and material efficient. Compared to square designs, this one concentrates the fire much better as well. To share the culinary art of vegetarian cuisine that is simple yet nutritious and palate-pleasing, Supreme Master Ching Hai prepared many delectable dishes during her retreat. Supreme Master Television presents today on Between Master and Disciples, Supreme Master Ching Hai's pickled bean curd crisps and boiled Chinese cabbage and cabbage soup. This delicious recipe can also be found in the cookbook Supreme Kitchen, available at www.smchbooks.com. For more free delicious vegetarian recipes, please visit al.godsdirectcontact.org/recipe.
倒不行，你倒不行，本来干干的，那把它泡水，泡一点点，它就软软这个样子，嗯，软软的，然后把它放在一个木板上去，木板那是什么板子？就是我们煮菜的地方啊，然后豆腐乳，好的豆腐乳的，不要太咸的，不要太辣的那种。这个豆腐乳非常好吃啊，如果你们能买到的话，我建议拿一块两块出来，看那块大还是小的，先拿一块出来，把它插在意面上去，一面就够了，面插厚厚一点，插上你们吃面包的时候插点油啊，这样多厚一点也没关系啊，不要太厚，就是插它再平平这样子，全部都有就好，大概两块就够了，像这一块那么小的，就两块就够了。大一点当然多加豆腐乳啊，这豆腐乳不要这么零色就好吃，加它全部把它盖了起来就好了，平平的薄薄的，好，就这样子简单，很简单，好的，这要换起来啊，好，然后把另外一面呢把它盖起来，另外一面没有插豆腐乳，把它盖起来，好，盖起来像三明治一样，就变成这样，豆腐乳在中央啊，然后你就把它切成刚好那个合口的那种，一块一块啊，像这样子啊，这样刚好一口嘛，因为太大的话就不好吃啊，不好放进去，难看，不高雅的，不然的话你们。见大见小都是你们这几个人的事，这样切成一块一块，大概两手指那宽度啊，四四方方这样切上去，用剪刀剪，这是最简单最简单的高丽菜，弄好了放着。应该上面，这是最简单。你们忙的时候啊，最简单这样，高丽菜把它烫一烫，当然陪那个吃，不是陪我刚刚煮给你们看的那些菜。高丽菜用烫的也是很好吃，很简单，把那个水呀、啊，把水放一点盐巴进去，小份咖啡盐巴，然后盖起来给。滚一会就丢高丽菜进去就好了。好，现在我就能煮这个了，就给豆腐乳和豆腐皮，豆腐皮豆腐乳在一起了，就我们可以叫皮乳啊，豆腐皮和豆腐乳在一起叫皮乳，就简单，还记得啊，我们越南人就叫豆腐皮，这个咸咸香香的，吃得很下饭，下雨天的吃那些对很香啊，油它热了以后，你就把它直接放进去，那小心它不会烧焦。看它一面煮好了以后，就往另外一面这样。你小孩子也可以煮，很好玩。叫小孩子煮饭啊，在旁边看，帮忙他，也不是太小的小孩子，怕他不懂了会危险。十几岁了就可以开始叫他们煮饭了，不然靠人家。哦，先生也不会煮菜，然后要去修行的话，太太不煮菜，不敢修，这些是很不应该发生的事情。你看这个样子，简单把它烤脆脆了以后就拿出来了，黄黄脆脆就够了。你们也可以把全部那一块啊，先把它烤，它加好了以后就该剪都可以。不是先剪然后扎都可以，好，那这样就行了，烤到像黄黄硬硬这个样子就行了。而且那些豆腐皮啊很补啊，如果煮别的方法也没什么口味，没什么味道，煮这个就很有味道， 很香，一定你们会喜欢。这个不是我发明的，因为很多越南人知道，特别他们寺庙的人知道。刚才那个浮屠就是我自己发明的，我不知道别的地方有没有人发明一样，我从没看过。这个水浑呢，就是可以进去先给煮好了。这种分量两三个人都可以吃的，我也许你们谢仁贵的先生啊，一个人吃不够，看情况啊，多煮一点看看给他们吃。这些蔬菜东西很便宜，很营养，不应该被家人吝啬，多煮一点，那么吃饱了才好。把它盖起来，它滚了以后把它灌掉就行了，等它几分钟就可以炖了。好，我煮完了，你看这么快。因为我叫你们弄煮的酱油好吃的，可以加东西吃的。所以这次就是花生，已经烤好的花生，我就用那个稻子啊，在塑胶袋里面，烘焙，看看你这个不会是滚太厉害，它滚了啊，滚了你就关了。几分钟以后拿出来吃就行了，不要太多烹煮的，不好，维他命都跑掉。那个汤可以喝，替代汤，很好喝。高丽菜很营养，很简单，很干净，所以大家很喜欢吃它了。有时候这些刚刚煮的东西可以跟泡菜吃啊，而且那种酸菜啊、腌菜啊吃就够了。很简单的生活又很营养，那花生也是很补，很营养，蛋白很高，油分也很高，卡路里很多。我们吃素就够营养了，应该算是养自己这个身体。剖碎了以后哈，可以把它放在一个碗里面，吃多少就放多少，太多了，多一点。大概分那个三分之一碗这样就够了，剩下改天用没关系。然后你们把美极丢进去，这个是培高丽菜，加高丽菜汁的，把它炸进去吃。高丽菜现在大概好了，把它捞起来，你看，都不用煮那么久，它自己会煮好。我们把它灌起来，一两分钟就行了。这个可以当汤喝啊，要当茶啊，不要丢掉，很好的。我这边有两位俄罗汉比较爱吃，所以煮多一点。我一个人不要煮那么多了。好了，现在完成了，很简单的。刚才那个就是剩下那个什么汤啊，丢一点点那个香菜啊，一点那个新鲜的洋葱进去，就是菠菜啊，什么菜的都烫一烫，这样子就行了，三样一样就够，不应该那么多，就这样，这个是可以，就是很有营养，反正这样就够了。根本不要复杂的剩，很补，很营养，很简单，很快，配合我们的时间，很简单煮，不麻烦。好啦，请客啦。哦，看起来很丰富了，这太好了。这些就是大概一样了。哇，好棒。那个刚才我叫你们煮这些东西哈、啊，你们也可以多丢一点还没有烤的那个芝麻、啊、加一起然后炒，不是在里面呢、啊。那个你们弄豆腐乳的时候，那顺便撒一点那个芝麻进去，然后那个炸很香。这个是看个人的口味，看你们有没有芝麻在家，不应该这样冲到大市场买的，为了是这样讲，没有也很香啊，油了就比较薄这样子啊。就给你们看而已 ，OK。芝麻如果烤好的话，也可以替代那个花生啊，把它弄变成粉，然后放一点点粉呢，然后放在那个酱油里面，这样子炸东西很好吃。 又很补，很香。好，祝大家补啊！稻米芝麻本身很营养。这些菜啊，它是紫色的，这些也很是很香，也是一种药料，可以把它切细细的，跟那个香菜啊放在一起，在那个刚刚汤高丽菜那个水、啊，洋葱啊切细细放进去，然后丢几滴那个酱油这样子，哦，没几样就好吃，好吃好吃的，很清淡又很舒服，很简单的。如果没有这个，是放香菜而已，薄荷和香菜接在一起，不是高丹茶，然后丢一点点那个洋葱，就哇，完美！真的，我刚刚喝了，好好喝啊，这么简单的而已，又不浪费那个，又就不用再煮汤，真的很好，舒服。
Appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us tomorrow for an enlightening discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, Shania Twain, a singer with a big heart, on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you have many days of peace and happiness.